We're going to be in Joshua chapter 8. Joshua chapter 8, beginning at verse 1 down through to verse 22. And before I start to read, I want to give you the title of my message. And it is, God has written your life story. And it may be this morning, allow God to live His life story through you. Allow God to rewrite your life story. However you want to say it, God has written your life story. We're reading chapter 8, verse 1. And the Lord said unto Joshua, fear not, neither be thou dismayed. Take all the people of war with you, and arise and go up to Ai. See, I have given into thine hand the king of Ai and his people and his city and his land. And thou shalt do to Ai as her king, and her king rather, as thou didst unto Jericho and her king. Only the spoil thereof and the cattle thereof ye shall take for a prey unto yourselves. Lay thee an ambush for the city behind it. So Joshua arose and all the people of war to go up against Ai, and Joshua chose out 30,000 mighty men of valor and sent them away by night. And he commanded them, saying, behold, ye shall lie in wait against the city, even behind the city. Go not very far from the city, but be ye all ready. And I and all the people that are with me will approach unto the city, and it shall come to pass, when they come out against us, as at the first, that we will flee before them. For they will come out after us, till we have drawn them from the city, for they will say, they flee before us as at the first, therefore they will flee, we will flee before them. And ye shall rise up from the ambush and seize upon the city, for the Lord your God will deliver it into your hand. And it shall be, when you have taken the city, that ye shall set the city on fire, according to the commandment of the Lord shall ye do. See, I have commanded you. Joshua therefore sent them forth, and they went to lie in ambush, and abode between Bethel and Ai on the west side of Ai. But Joshua lodged that night among the people. And Joshua rose up early in the morning and numbered the people, and went up, he and the elders of Israel, before the people of Ai. And all the people, even the people of war that were with him, went up and drew nigh and came before the city and pitched on the north side of Ai. Now there was a valley between them and Ai. And he took about 5,000 men and set them to lie in ambush between Bethel and Ai on the west side of the city. And when they had set the people, even all the host that was on the north of the city and their liers in wait on the west of the city, Joshua went that night into the midst of the valley. And it came to pass, when the king of Ai saw it, that they hasted and rose up early. And the men of the city went out against Israel to battle, he and all his people, at a time appointed before the plain, but he wist not that there were liars in ambush against him behind the city. And Joshua and all Israel made as if they were beaten before them, and fled by the way of the wilderness. And all the people that were in Ai were called together to pursue after them, and they pursued after Joshua, and were drawn away from the city. There was not a man left in Ai or Bethel that went not out after Israel, and they left the city open and pursued after Israel. And the Lord said unto Joshua, stretch out the spear that is in thine hand toward Ai, for I will give it into thine hand. And Joshua stretched out the spear that he had given in his hand toward the city, or that he had in his hand toward the city. And the ambush arose quickly out of their place, and they ran as soon as he had stretched out his hand. And they entered into the city and took it and hasted and set the city on fire. And when the men of Ai looked behind them, they saw, and behold, the smoke of the city ascended up to heaven. and they had no power to flee this way or that way, and the people that fled to the wilderness turned back upon the pursuers. And when Joshua and all Israel saw that the ambush had taken the city and that the smoke of the city ascended, then they turned again and slew the men of Ai. And the other issued out of the city against them, so they were in the midst of Israel. In other words, the enemy was in the midst of Israel, surrounded by Israel, some on this side, some on that side. And Israel smote them so that they let none remain or escape. Would you join me in prayer as we talk about God having written your life story? Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you for the opportunity to study your word and the things that you have laid upon my heart this morning. Lord, as I talked to you and even as I showered this morning, God, you were laying upon my heart the things that I was to speak and say, that I am now to speak and say to your people. And Father, I pray that through the ministry of your word, you would speak, you would have your way, and you would touch lives. And I pray, God, that your Holy Spirit would settle down in this place and upon every one of our hearts and lives. Lord, you know how to speak in such a way that each and every one of us feels like that message was tailor-made for me. Not me, Lord, but each one of us as individuals. And Lord, I pray that you would do that very thing. And that you would speak to us and your power, God, to back what we hear and receive and act upon, God, would be present not only this morning but as we go forward. Let it be that as we are beginning this new year, you are rewriting some life stories, God. You are changing some pathways and some ways, Lord, in our lives. And God, let it be that we are marching to the sound of the trumpet, sounding victory, going before us, Lord, as we march forward in Jesus Christ. And let it be that each and every one of your children knows that you are leading us forward to conquer the AIs in our path. Those areas and things that may have conquered us in the past, God, because you've written our story and because we're going to follow you, we believe that you're going to change those things. And we thank you, Father. Lead us to revival, we ask in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen and amen and amen. The very first message now here at Bethany of 2020. Let God rewrite your story. Because God has already written your story. Amen. This text we've read, and as we preach about it, the message is designed to give us hope and the means for our past defeat to be turned into present and future victory. Amen. It is designed to show us that there is hope in Christ. There is change available as we follow Christ. That the story that God has written for your life can be lived out by you from this day forward. Amen. If it hasn't been already, or if it has been already, what He's written for you from today forward can be lived out and experienced in your life. We have to understand if Israel, this is my wife's famous saying, by the way, her favorite saying, if you do the same thing you've always done, you'll be the same thing you've always been. And if Israel had done what they did the first time when they went to Ai, they would have been defeated a second time. I think many of you remember the story, and you remember that they went in their own strength against a city that God had promised they would conquer among all the other cities in the promised land. And they would take every city and no enemy would be able to stand before them. And they went against this little city of Ai But they did it their way, never took time to find out God's way. They did it in pride rather than humility and surrender to the Lord. They had sin in their midst that was unknown to many of them because of the fact, it was unknown because of the fact they didn't pray. God would have showed them ahead of time that they could not experience victory the way they were going. But they had to experience the defeat to humble themselves and watch God rewrite their story. Can you say amen? And so chapter 8 begins with the new hope. They've dealt with the issue they had to deal with. God led them and they obeyed and they've eradicated that past sin and now they're going on to future victory. And so Ai is a new beginning of the same old thing God promised them, which isn't old, it's exciting, it's wonderful, but the same things God promised. And in fact, God begins the chapter by saying, what I promised you when you started this journey is what I'm promising you now. Amen. My plan hasn't changed. Even though you as free moral agents made some wrong choices that led to some things outside of my plan for your life has not changed. And now that you've dealt with them and resolved them, it's time to arise. It's time to leave behind the old defeat of yesterday. The old defeat does not need to repeat. I'm going to lead you to the victory of the future. It's amazing as we read and watch and see how God turned the ashes of the past failure into the actions of a powerful father. If you note in the story, they went to Ai to fight against that city when they went in their own strength and leaning on their own prowess and thinking it would be easy. And they sent a few thousand men in and they turned and fled and were defeated and the people of Ai came out and defeated them. And now God, in His way, is going to turn that defeat around and use the ashes of that past failure, that past defeat, to lead to the actions of a powerful father who will bring victory. So Joshua hears from God and God tells him how to do it. God probably just, if nothing else, listen, God didn't need a few thousand and He didn't need all the men. But probably to say, look, your way will never work. Since your way was to lead a few in, I'm telling you, to take all the men of war in. Because whether it's with all or a few, you can only win if I do it anyway. Can you say amen? And they do exactly what God says. And Joshua has heard from the Lord and he says, this is the plan. Not my plan, not your plan that you tell me. It's God's plan this time. Amen? We're going to do it God's way. We're going to let God rewrite our story of defeat and turn it into a glorious story of victory. Can I tell you that history does not have to repeat? Your history doesn't have to be repeated again and again and again. And if it has, God can change it. Our history can become His story in our life. Amen? God can turn things around. Man, if we need anything today, we need hope. Jesus Christ alone offers a true hope that is not hollow, but is real and produces something. Can you say amen? So now God says, take all the men, but here's the plan. Send a large portion behind the city in the night undetected. Joshua then will take the rest of the men and go down in the valley in the morning and send a small portion of them off to the side. And then there'll be a portion of soldiers who are going to go in to fight against the city by appearance. But as soon as the men of Ai come against them, they're going to turn and flee, just like they did before. And God, well, the men of Ai, God says, are going to follow you. They're going to think, I love this part, this clicked in my head this morning as I was getting ready to jump in the shower. The enemy is going to think that he's going to repeat the same defeat of you. He's going to think the same pattern of the past is happening again. He's going to think he's going to do to you what he did before. He's going to come against you the way he came against you before, thinking he's going to win like he won before. But little does he know that this time you're going in the strength of God. Little does he know that your God is fighting for you this time. Little does he know that I've given you a plan that's going to turn the ashes of the past defeat into the actions of a powerful Father. And the enemy's going to all come out. And then you're going to come from behind and the side. The men from behind are going to ignite the city with fire. Amen. And you're all going to come in and enclose on them. And you aren't bringing the victory. You're just following me and doing what I tell you. And as you enclose on them, you're going to know the Lord has given you the victory. It's all going to turn around. Can you imagine the shock in the minds of the people of Ai, in the minds of the enemy? When they had their plan, they had their scheme, they just knew that they were going to defeat Israel again like before, and it all turned around and backfired on them, and God did a mighty thing. Can you imagine their shock? Oh, hallelujah. Listen, you and I can expect the same thing we've always expected. Therefore, do the same thing we've always done and get the same results we've always had. Or we can follow Jesus and expect that he's going to bring victory and see him cause us to experience not what we've always experienced and what we've always been, but what he's always been lived out now. Through our life. Can you say amen? Oh my. He will live it in and through us. There's a few things that we need to understand and grasp that we can see in this text. And I've really kind of said them. I mean, that we've got the message already, but I just want to, sometimes it's a bad thing to do, but I want to go back through and talk about them a little bit further here. First of all, your history. You know, they say history always repeats itself. Well, history always repeats itself because people do the same things they did in the past often and don't learn. But we've got a Jesus who already knows, and if we follow, he has nothing to learn. Can you say amen? He already knows. So history, your history, does not have to repeat itself any longer. Only the history of victory. Their history would repeat. The victory that they had at Ai when they followed God would happen, at Jericho when they followed God, would happen now at Ai if they followed God. God's history repeats, but the enemy's history doesn't have to repeat. Can you say that? Even though the enemy thinks and plans that it will. This is perhaps one of my favorite Old Testament verses. Many of you are familiar with it, I think. It's Jeremiah 29, 11 and 12. Verse 11 actually is the main part. The enemy has a plan, but this is what God says. He says, I know the thoughts, which means plans. So I'll read it that way. I know the plans that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Plans for peace. And not for evil. Plans to give you an expected end, which means plans of a hope and a future for you. I love that verse. I love when God was saying it. When God spoke this to the nation of Israel, mainly the kingdom of Judah, they were going into captivity. The enemy had subdued them. The enemy was hauling them into captivity. The enemy's plan was that they would live in captivity for the rest of their lives. Their children would be their slaves. Their grandchildren would be their slaves. Their great-grandchildren would be their slaves. They would never, ever leave Babylon again. That was the enemy's plan. And because of sin, the enemy was having a time for a time, for a season, because God in His love was chastening His people. But as they are going into this land of captivity, here's what God says to the prophet to tell them. I know the plans that I have for you. Plans of peace, shalom, overall well-being and blessing from God. These are the plans I have for you before you even get into the captivity you brought upon yourself. The plans I have for you are plans of shalom and not of evil. Plans to give unto you a hope and a future. God said to them, then you'll go and call upon me and I will answer. I'm going to bring you out of this land and back into the promised land where you belonged all along. Because God has written your story, not the enemy. And because you're going to submit yourself and I'm going to submit myself to the plan of God. Hallelujah. I love it. Praise God. I love when God spoke that. And God fulfilled it just as He said. And there's coming a day, by the way, that all Israelites are going to dwell in the promised land. Amen? And Jerusalem will be the world capital from which Jesus reigns. God is still saying, I know the thoughts I have towards you. Can you say amen? And still plans to fulfill His plan. But the important thing is, God plans, if you'll let Him, to write your life story from this day forward. Because He's already written it. Amen? He's already written it. It's up to us, as free moral agents, to see the story fulfill. Can I read to you a song we're going to hear later? I'm not going to sing it. If I could sing, I would sing it. I'll tell you, I would. But I'll read to you the words. I'm going to read them again later before we hear it. When you listen to this song, if you wonder what kind of music does Pastor John love, you'll know what I love right here. It may not be your style when you hear it, Southern Gospel, but it's one of my styles. But this is what the song says. It was sung by Brian Free first in 1989. And this is the words, I don't know who wrote it. I don't know if Brian wrote it himself or who wrote it. But it says, somebody wrote my life story. Though the ink never touched the writer's quill. Now in heaven, I'll live happily ever after. Because my life story started once upon a hill. Once upon a hill was all it took. From hidden shame, my heart's been changed. My life's an open book. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, brother, you, sister, you. Amen. Hallelujah. From hidden shame, my heart's been changed. My life is an open book. It's never been a mystery how the fiction became real. Cause my life story started once upon a hill. Please, whoever you are, I'd love to call everybody's name. I felt inspired to do that, but put your name in there. Your life story started once upon a hill. The songwriter goes on, the singer, Brian Free, goes on and says, I've never laid eyes upon the author, but it's clear to see he's laid his hand on me. My life story may not be the world's bestseller, but they won't have to read between the lines to see. Once upon a hill was all it took. From hidden shame, my life's been changed. My life is an open book. It's never been a mystery how the fiction became real, 'cause my life story started once upon a hill. Put your name in that song, would you? We listen to it later. Worship the Lord, even if it's not your style. Worship the Lord when we sing it later. I told you there's a few things we need to understand. First, your history does not need to repeat itself any longer. Second, you may not be experiencing God's written story for your life. It's already been written. You may not be experiencing it, but that can change. Can you say amen? That can change. Can change beginning now. Third, you may have been affected in your life story by the decisions of others. But I want to tell you something. It's only our choices that made the decisions of others rewrite our story to the negative, if that's the case. Do you get what I'm saying? If some messages come that I think I'm going to be preaching soon on healing hurt in our lives, you will recognize that some of the things that have altered your life story from what God has written have been the things and the choices and decisions that other people have made. But if you recognize further what God wants you to recognize, you'll recognize that it was only what you did with what was handed to you that really changed your life story from what it's supposed to be. And it's the decisions you make in the future that can turn that around as you follow Jesus. Amen? Listen, God will never change other people's decisions for you, because God has made every one of us free moral agents. People have made awful decisions that have affected our lives and perhaps influenced us to make the choices we made. Amen? And it's important to recognize that and let God heal us of the hurts that other people's choices have made. But it's also important to recognize that God didn't do that. Number one, people are free moral agents, and they did that for whatever reason. Sometimes hurting people hurt people. It's important to recognize God didn't hurt us. People did. Second, it's important to recognize that the choices we made in the face of that hurt are the only thing that could possibly rewrite our life for the negative side. Amen? And God can help us make different choices today, if we want to, that will rewrite the story for the future and bring healing and bring hope and bring victory. And so we're always responsible for the decisions we make. We're not responsible for how other people hurt us, but we are always responsible for the decisions we make. Amen? And thank God, the decisions we've made are not final if we start choosing to follow and obey Jesus today. Today is no better of a day than you can get to start believing that as you follow Jesus, He's already planned to lead the way, to lead you out of the past defeat of AI into the present and future victory at AI. Can you say amen? God is amazing. The enemy's got a plan. He thinks he's going to do to you the same things he's done in the past. If you let him, he will. He's not going to be merciful to you. The enemy will not be merciful to you. But if you sell out to Jesus and follow him, and let the Lord lead you out, you're coming out. And the devil may think he's going to do to you what he's done in the past, but Jesus has already written the story. Can you say amen? I just can't imagine the shock in the faces of the people of Ai when they realize how fooled they were when they thought they were going to do what they did before. Isn't that amazing? Man, I love the gospel. The gospel of peace, the gospel of hope, the gospel of victory, the gospel of power. Amen. So three simple things. Just like we see at Ai for Israel. Your history doesn't have to repeat. Number two, you may not be experiencing God's written story for your life, but that can change. And number three, you may have been affected by the decisions of others. But God wants you to make the right decisions from here forward, and God will heal and help and bring victory in your life. Listen, this is a funny way to say this, and I have to say it a little tongue-in-cheek. But when the decisions of others affect you and hurt you, God does try to change those. And you say, how can God try? God can do anything. God can do anything, but God will not and does not change His plan of allowing everybody to be free moral agents. So try is a terrible word, but it expresses, listen, while somebody was hurting you, God was trying to change them. Using my terminology, because that's the best way I can say it. You say, God could have changed it. Yes. But God does not work outside of the realm. If somebody isn't listening and makes the choices that hurt you, God isn't going to force them to obey God. Because God has made us all free moral agents. The consequences for those choices will happen, but they don't have to continue to happen in your life. Can you say amen? They don't have to control your life anymore. Because Jesus is a healer. Jesus is a savior. Jesus will help you if you will go. He will help you to make new choices and new decisions that lead you to victory. You and I have got to go God's way if we're going to experience what God has for us. But God fully intends for you to experience it from this day forward. It may be a process of healing and learning to follow and obey. It certainly will be a process. The process will start as soon as we put our hand in Jesus and say, I'm going all the way with you and no other way, Lord, from here forward. Amen. And I recognize that even though other people have influenced my life and affected my life, I've made some wrong choices. Amen. It's nothing to do with them. It has to do with me and God. And I can make some new ones, God. Because you know the plans that you have for me. You've written my story. Amen. The plans that you have are plans of hope and victory. They are plans to give me a hope and a future. They are plans for shalom and not for evil. God wants to write your life story. We saw a plaque the other day. I didn't know it would develop into a message at all, but we saw a plaque the other day in one of the gift stores up in Hutchinson when we were there with our Hutchinson or Yoder, I don't remember which, we were there with our family. And the plaque said something like, let God rewrite your story, or let God write your life story. I had no idea I'd be using that in a message. She said, man, I'd love to have that. And just post it in our Hope for the Hurting discipleship home. Amen. Let God write your life story. We can never blame our defeat on someone else's choices. But we can always start making other choices in our own life. Can you say amen? Can't control other people. But we can control the path we're going to follow. And there's a grace to enable us to go if that's where our heart is committed to. Let 2020 be a year for transformation in your life. The year in which God is fulfilling His story in your life. Israel saw the fire going up. Amen. A fire of victory. The city that had defeated them being destroyed. If you were to read carefully, you will find out that there were a few things that were stated here that are powerful in their effect on our lives. One is Joshua said, they will come out after us. If you're going to go all out for God and you're going to follow God's story for your life, the enemy will come out after you. But that ain't the end of the story. As you continue to follow God, the enemy will be defeated, even though he thinks he's going to defeat you. Can you say amen to that? Another thing to note is God told them to arise, and Joshua arose. And a third thing to note is this. God is so good. Amen. God is so amazing and so good. The Bible tells us, and I don't remember if we read it or not, but it tells us that Joshua held up that spear God told him to stretch forth until the city and everyone and everything in it was destroyed. He did not let down his hand until full victory was theirs. Don't let there be a stopping point where you say, well, I got enough of victory and enough of Jesus. Set your course that you're going all the way until all of AI is defeated. And all of you is going on into victory. Can you say amen? I mean, met you as an individual. That's why I didn't use the improper term there when I said is instead of are. But we could also say all of us are going into victory. Amen? Hallelujah. Sister Judy, could you come up? I preach short. But I think we got the message. And I don't think church is done yet. Amen? I don't think the Holy Spirit is done yet. And I want you to worship in a moment while we listen to this song about your life story. Praise God. It'll take us a minute to get it going here. And we're actually going to see Brian Free singing it. Not, I saw him on a video singing it in 1989 when he first did. He looked like a little child. This is in 2012. But nonetheless, I don't want you to focus on Brian Free. I want you to focus on the God who's setting you free and worship Him. Can you say amen? And I want you to just let this settle right down deep into your heart. I want you to prepare your heart that this is going to be a new year. I want you to prepare your heart that you're going to follow Jesus with everything inside you. And He's going to lead you into the story He's written for your life. Because my life story and your life story was written once upon a hill. Can you say amen? It was written when Jesus died for you, and His plan for your life and my life starts right here. He said, this is my favorite song. It's only coming on the computer. No, it's on the system. I hear it. Are you up further? Can y'all hear? Crank it up. There we go. Now in heaven, I'll live happy ever after. My life story starting once upon a hill.
Sing it along with him if you can.